get this party started, like...
Are we ready? Spaghetti.
We are ready, spaghetti. Welcome to I'd Kill a Spider For You. My name is Catherine.
And I'm Carmen.
And this is our biweekly podcast where we talk about whatever we like. Mm-hmm. But before we begin, because I just want to acknowledge that Carmen has been spending time having fun in the sun without me.
Yes.
I want to say, Carmen, yes. How was your trip to Mexico?
It was lovely. It was beautiful. I ate a lot of food. Yet somehow managed to lose weight, which is like what happens, I guess, when you travel and it's weird and it's fun and you're in the sun the whole time. And so I got nice and brown. I don't look like a dusty vampire. I got to hang out with my mom, which was lovely. I guess I realized on my trip that my mother lives in the epicenter of earthquake land in Mexico. There have been, in the last 30 days, I checked on Sunday, 42 earthquakes in the last 30 days.
In
that area.
Earthquakes? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Did you feel one while you were there?
Yeah, so there were two that I didn't feel, but my mom and Ricardo felt, but I might have, been napping, so I just didn't notice. But there was one night, 3 a.m., woken up from my slumber. And I have experienced an earthquake when I was little, when I went to Mexico City. I didn't really feel it, but my mom felt it because my mom is really sensitive to earthquakes because she's lived through some really terrible ones. And so she's very sensitive and gets really scared. So there was one where in Mexico City, you could see the high rise buildings swaying. The house is my grandma's house is a bungalow, or was at the time, so there wasn't really, I didn't really notice anything as a child. This time, Catherine, it was my first actual experience of one, and I don't know, it was very short. It was only a few seconds, but it was it almost feels when you're on the wooden roller coaster at Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. And it's just bumping up and down?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it felt like, but very quick. And it was, my mom lives on the third floor of a building, so that wasn't fun. So everything shook, everything vibrated. But the worst part is that the world makes noises, which is should be obvious, but it groans. It sounds like a living thing. It almost sounds like the world is when people talk about Mother Earth, I'm I get it now, because it sounds
she's bending over, picking someone up.
Yeah. That's literally it sounds like groaning.
Wow. I never knew that.
Weird. Yeah. I looked it up. Apparently it's only it's generally a good thing if you hear a noise, because it means that it's a shallow earthquake. So it's not a big earthquake. It means that the waves are very, very shallow, and that's why they're coming up to the surface, because it's close to the surface. Jeez. The big earthquakes don't necessarily make a noise because the waves are so beneath the ground that they don't get up to the surface. Because I Googled it because I didn't know it was a thing, but it truly sounded like a giant readjusting itself.
Well, that makes genuinely, sometimes you hear things or you see things and you're oh, this is why this place has this god. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
100%. Exactly. That's nuts, actually, because I feel in movies I've seen it where it's there's a noise, but I just thought that was supposed to be the noise of the building, or supposed to be just a noise that they're just adding to the movie to be oh, an earthquake's happening. No, apparently.
It's the ground.
Wow. That's fascinating. That's genuinely super cool.
Yeah, I had one of those moments where I was like, anybody who thinks that we have dominion over anything on this planet is an idiot, is a dumbass, is full of shit. Because at any moment, the world could swallow you whole.
100%.
So shut the fuck up.
A sinkhole could just open up beneath you and then
that's
where
it.
Will you be? Jeez. Okay, wow. Well, amazing start to the episode. But I also want to say, did you notice what I did there?
What did you do?
I asked you a question about yourself.
Man.
Which was polite.
Polite.
And so now we are going to get to the actual topic of the episode, which is manners.
Oh, God. I mean, Catherine, the reason I suggested this topic, and the reason I suggested it was because I feel like Catherine and I often have conversations about how, like, certain things really, like, rub us the wrong way, mm-hmm. that people sometimes do, and, like, we think that it's a manners issue. Mm-hmm. But I also realize, like, obviously growing up, there's certain things that are manners. And then as you get older, there's also certain things that are just, like, racism.
Yes. Yes.
So there's that. And so having to find that balance is really interesting. But also, like, I feel like you and I have certain moments where, like, we are infuriated. Like, if people do certain things, it, like, fills us with a visceral rage. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's the case for, like, everyone, or there's just, like, certain things where we're like, I can't believe this person. And then
there are 100% things like that. It's funny because it's like, I feel like, so I guess to just, like, go into the kind of people Carmen and I are when it comes to manners is that, like, I'm so much of a please and thank you person.
Yes.
Like, I, especially when it comes to people, like, outside of my house, like, if I'm working, like, if I'm, like, anywhere, at a store, anywhere, asking anyone working for anything, I am a please, a thank you, a have a nice day, a mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Like, I am always so particular with my manners. Mm-hmm. And so, like, and even when it's small things, like, let's say someone holds the door open for you. You know what you say? You say thank you.
Yeah.
And so, because of that, as an example, one of those things that makes me, as a manners person, go absolutely fucking buck wild is when you do something for someone else
and oh my they God.
Cannot respond in kind. Carmen, can I tell you, my mother has always been the kind of person where when she holds the door open for someone and they don't say thank you, my mother will yell after them like, you're welcome. or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. My sister, my older sister, started doing that a while ago, and I was like, wow, I can't believe they're doing this. Like, it's kind of rude to yell back at someone for not being polite. Yeah. Girl, guess where I am now?
Yeah, I am now.
Now that's me, too. Now I am the person also going, like, you're welcome. Fucking Jesus, motherfucker. I, like, swearing under my breath. How dare you disrespect me when I'm being polite to you? So, yeah. So it's somehow, like, politeness that becomes militant. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I feel like I have moments where that happens to me as well. I think less so with those situations, but maybe more so, like, I get this visceral rage when people cut in front of me in line.
Mm, oh my God. Yeah, that doesn't fly with me.
Yeah, where I'm like, hello? You know, like, generally I can be just like, whatever, but sometimes I'll just, like, stare at them. and they'll be, oh, sorry, were you? Yeah, I was. You know, so, like, that type of stuff. And then also, I do a lot of, like, you know, side gigs and, like, side hustle stuff. And I know with cat sitting, one of the things that fills me with visceral rage and when somebody doesn't, like, say hi or hello when they're, mm-hmm. like, messaging me about, like, cat sitting, it'll just be like, are you available on this day? I need a cat sitter. And you're just like,
Not for you.
And I got to the point once where I did that to somebody where I was like, this is not an appropriate way to speak to somebody. Just so you know, thanks so much. And obviously they never messaged me after that, but I was like, can you please have, like, we're not cave people. Just like, just say hi.
Address me as a human being. Just say hello.
I'm not like an Uber Lyft that you're ordering without having to, like, speak to somebody. I'm a person that you're messaging. So anyway, it was wild. I get the sense that people always say that, like, people have less and less manners. I guess for me it's more so, I don't necessarily know that it's that. I do know that people have a shorter and shorter fuse, which means that they behave more and more wildly. Like, there's no need for anybody to be yelling at a minimum wage worker.
Oh no.
There's no need to yell at people at a grocery store or, like, at a Starbucks, but we shouldn't be drinking Starbucks. But, like, you shouldn't be yelling at, like, people in these spaces, you know? Like, people are just trying to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. And, like, people make mistakes, you know? Like, let's just – and sometimes they don't make mistakes. Sometimes things are out of their control and things happen. But there's that. But then there's also the piece of, like, noticing that people don't get up for, like, seniors – on like the train, or like pregnant people, or that people don't, you know, like offer space and all these other things. It just feels a little strange. Or also folks that like, I feel like for me, and I think this is a Toronto thing and a big city thing, people who stand in the middle of the street.
Yeah, just like, and by I mean like the sidewalk, right? Like,
Yeah, okay.
So people who have no spatial awareness of themselves, I think that's what we're sort of getting is like genuinely maddening. When people are just like completely unaware of anything around them, or like where they are in the way. And honestly, sometimes my sister probably, if my sister listens to this, she might accuse me of this, because she'll be like, get out of the way. But like, I feel like she's hyper aware of it, but like, I am still aware of it. I am aware if I'm in the way or if I need to move to the side or things like that. And some people simply are not. Mm-hmm. Or like, ooh, something that really pisses me off is when you're like walking down the sidewalk and you're walking towards somebody and they're like maybe two people and you're one person and they don't fucking move.
Oh, that's that makes me so angry.
Just walk around them.
Yeah.
I do not stop. I do not. I continue in my way. If you're going to walk into me and literally hit me with your body, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
better fucking move. Like, that shit is maddening.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think people find it weird when you don't move out of the way. And the thing is, like, for me, I don't. Yeah, if it's multiple people, I'm like, you're going to have to move. Like, I'm not walking on the street for a car to hit me.
Or the muddy ground just for you.
Yeah, right? No. And people don't seem to get that. But then I also think about, like, when we were younger, some of the things that counted as good manners that I now look at, and like even now when people talk about like cultural competency, this is like some of the stuff that comes up around like expecting everybody to look you in the eye. To be clear, okay, because I was doing like employment support stuff in my last job, so we had a couple times where we went to like job fairs, or we ran job fairs, Catherine. Mm-hmm. There were clearly people who would look you in the eye and people who wouldn't. But as a woman, having a man look deeply into my eyes and be shaking my hands is like, so I was like, absolutely not. Don't do that. It was very horrifying. And like some of them had very intense gazes. And I was like, I hate this so much. So there's that piece. But also like not everybody is taught to like look at people in the eye, because it's seen as actually very disrespectful in some cultures or some regions of the world. And then also this idea of like, you have to shake hands, because if you don't shake hands, it's rude. But then like in some cultures, like women and men aren't supposed to touch. And like, you know, there's like that whole thing. And then also COVID happened. So that changed how we greeted each other.
Quite a bit. Yeah. So because like that. I was raised in a household where handshakes, firm handshakes are like, were taught. Like my mom was like, my mom has a thing where she's like, I don't fucking like nobody with a weak handshake. Like she, weak chins and weak handshakes, my mom doesn't like them. So like I was taught to have like a good handshake. And even now when I rarely shake hands as much anymore, just because of the COVID stuff. I'm like, I don't want to be touching you. It's fine. You don't need to do that. I feel like that the handshakes have somehow like been sort of not entirely erased, but they have sort of toned down in the world, the corporate world or whatever. But before that, and even now, I get compliments on my handshake because I have a firm fucking handshake and I look you right in the eye.
Yeah, that's how I was taught.
You know what I mean?
And that's great. Like, I think that's good. It's just funny that like people used to like not give people jobs or think that somebody was rude because they like wouldn't look you in the eye, or they wouldn't, you know, when they were like trying to be polite, because like a lot of these people didn't take the time to consider that like not everybody's culture looks like old English whatever, you know.
It is also similar in another way, where it's like what is considered rude sometimes in certain social what is considered rude sometimes in certain social situations, just like if someone is saying goodbye and they offer a hug and you don't want to give a hug back, that is considered rude if you don't want to. But it's like, it's such a strange thing, because like, why do you have to hug strangers or people you barely know?
I hate that.
And if you don't do it, you're rude. That one I've always had like such a huge issue with.
I think that there's like certain things that I find really interesting around manners that are obviously related back to like royalty and all that jazz and colonialism. So even this idea of like what counts as a professional is often like very greatly steeped in white supremacy around like how to dress and like what counts as professional hair and like what counts as like professional way of dressing. And it's always like, if you have big boobs or like an ass, it doesn't matter what you wear, it'll still be deemed like inappropriate for the workplace. And it's like, there's like a lot of, there's like a lot of policing. And, but then I also think about certain things where like my mom, her grandfather or one of her grandfathers was used to have the kids kiss his ring.
Oh no, not a ring kisser.
And I was like, well, that's all I need to know about this person.
Yeah, that's actually telling you, that's the whole story. That's
literally all I need to know. That's all I needed to know. And there's certain things where like when people still have these old school kind of mentalities, it does concern me with certain things. And I do think like, obviously, like if you're greeting somebody or meeting somebody or saying hi, like I think at least saying hi when you're, you know, like you don't want to be completely ignored. Like that's
kind of course.
Bonkers.
Yeah, that's ignoring people is a whole other thing. Yeah, like, no. Just like,
and that, but that does happen sometimes where you're just like,
oh my God, it does. Yeah.
You know what I think is rude, but maybe it's not rude. Maybe it's just a me problem. People who come into classes or like corporate spaces and they're like, good morning. And then everybody says good morning. And they're like, I didn't hear you. And then they're like, say it louder. Those people are insane. I was like, I hate you guys. And then I meet those people. I'm like, shut up. I'm tired. Like, leave me alone.
I do think it depends on the situation. If that was just like your boss every day, that would be insane. But I do feel like a lot of times people who do that are like trying to stir up some energy, usually again in a corporate or class situation where they have to get people's attention, and those are like tried and true ways of getting people's attention. So while I understand the dislike of that kind of
I hate it so much.
That like if it's like a meeting one time, that's fine. If it's every time, then
oh
that's
god
a
yeah
you know what I mean?
I think about the fact that I had this colleague or who like was a student in my master's program who would tell us to clap for him whenever he presented.
Okay.
And I was like, but something about a man telling me what to do just like fills
really
me with
rubs
rage.
The wrong way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also for him to be like, okay, clap. And I was like, who the fuck are you? Anyways, I always thought that was wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
Wild. Actually, and kind of rude. Cause like, why do I have to clap for you? We're in
I'll
class.
I'll decide if I clap. Listen, like if I've been doing something and I get like laughs from the group, like I'm not like, I don't need to ask for applause. They get the laughs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
if you're
yeah.
asking for applause, that means you know you're not even doing well enough to get like any sort of natural response out of anybody. So
yeah.
And also people generally clap at the end of a presentation anyway. So get the, like in what universe are you in where people don't politely go like, oh, good job, or like clap. You have to walk away in silence? When does that happen?
No, Catherine, he would want you to clap at the beginning of the presentation.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's deranged.
Or
that's
if there was like, or if he was talking about something that was like self-congratulatory, he'd be like, clap.
Girl, I don't even know. I don't even know how to process that one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's like, you know, some people and some, and I truly had a moment where I was like, is this like a cultural thing? Or I also think it's really weird and not rude, but like inappropriate for people who you don't know very well to be asking you about things like your grades. Like when I was a student, there were students who you knew.
Yeah.
Were trying to like figure out if they could get a higher grade by asking everybody what their grade was. Which I thought was like really inappropriate. Like, I don't need to tell, I'm not telling you what my grade is. I don't know you. I've never talked to you once in this program.
I mean,
did that ever happen to you?
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't think I ever read it as like offensive. I feel like it's more of a competition thing. Like a sense of,
well, yeah,
it's like a sense of competition rather than anything else. Although
possibly.
I do
but I still
like,
think it's unhinged.
I don't know. I think that's just.
Does anybody with a 4.0, like, what
are
they
doing?
Because
you're not going to get a better mark. You're not going to be able to gauge anyone else's, like, other people's marks matter towards your mark. You just want to know, am I better than you? That's it. That's what that is.
Yeah, which I think is weird.
I mean, I don't think I ever really did that. Like, I wasn't, like,
well, because we're normal,
striving to know. But, like, at the same time, like, in high school, definitely, you'd be like, what did you get? What did
well,
you get?
Yeah.
But those, I guess that's amongst
friends.
That's
your friends.
That's different. It is different. Yeah, people who you don't know, that is a strange behavior. But I don't know if these are rude things so much as they are just unhinged.
I guess that's true.
To do.
Yeah.
Kind of like, why are you talking to strangers that way? Also, with the clapping thing, like, I genuinely can't understand. Like, that's.
But I think that's like also like I think that. What's the word that I'm looking for? Entitlement is like the worst form of bad manners.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that's where hugging people when you leave / where's my hug at kind of guys. Those kind of people are very much entitled to like, or feeling entitled to another person's space. That's why they do that. But yeah, entitlement is a huge part of bad manners. Similarly, again, to like if you hold the door open for someone and they just say nothing, that's because they're like, yeah, you held the door open for me as you should. And I'm like, no. I'll physically fight you here.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
Also,
guys,
just
to
say,
do better.
If anyone's hearing what sounds like a murder happening in the background, there's plumbing work happening right above me. I'm just calling it out now. I may not be able to edit all that out. So if it sounds like bodies are being dropped...
Totally fine. So I have a list of like 15 common manners that apparently irritate everybody, but I want to see how true that is.
Okay.
So the first one we've already discussed, people don't say thanks after you hold the door for them.
Again, that's an instant kill.
Yeah, it's absolutely not. People who just stand in front of an elevator door when you're exiting. Also the TTC.
Yes.
If you don't let people get off the fucking train.
That's insane.
I literally
like...
will walk into people. I've gotten to the point now when I get on the train. If somebody is standing directly in front of the door,
yeah.
I walk straight into them. And then it forces
so
them
good.
To move. Because I'm like, where am I supposed... And Catherine, half the time, it's not like it's downtown in rush hour. It'll
mm-hmm.
be like, they're the only person standing there.
I don't understand it either, because it's like, it's not your first time on the train.
No.
It can't be. Genuinely, it can't be. So you must know that people are going to get on and off at these places.
Yeah. Like, you see me,
mm-hmm.
so move, you know? Like, I'll genuinely just, like, walk right in front of them, and then they're like, oh, like, I can't, and I'm like, maybe move to the side.
Maybe move. How about
you know?
At least angle your body, something. You know?
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. People who watch videos on their phone in public, I assume with the volume on loud.
Okay.
Also
so
known as, like, every immigrant parent.
Yeah, but usually immigrant parents
subway
do
home.
That. Oh, do they do it on the side? I never noticed on the subway.
I sometimes
so
have seen, I've seen, like,
it's
immigrant parents
at home, though.
On, like, WhatsApp watching, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like older immigrant folks, like watching their like WhatsApp videos that they get sent in, like, I'm assuming the family group chat from back home, and it's just like blasting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a story about this, but I think I probably have told it on the podcast before about the man that I saw on the TTC two different times, an old white man who basically like attacked
people. Oh, yeah, who pulled the alarm.
And like for having their phone out with the audio playing and pulled the like or pressed the like emergency stop alarm and got in their faces and screamed at them about the bylaws that they're breaking by not using headphones and like losing his whole mind, getting straight up in the face of children like he was gonna attack them, getting in the face of like, and these were like one white kid with two black kids were the kids that he yelled at, and the other time I saw him, it was like a woman with a hijab. So I'm like, maybe he has like clearly his
he's
targets.
Just racist.
But losing his mind, starting like vigorous fights, and all I ever want in the world is to see him one more time. I gotta
yeah,
see
yeah,
him again.
Yeah.
I want to see it happen a third time so I can be like, bro, I've seen you do this twice. And that was like several years ago. But it was like, even then when I saw it, it was like months apart. It was like 6 months apart that
oh
I saw
my
this
God.
Happen. So like, I just want to know where he is. I want to know how he's doing. And see, this man would definitely agree with this one. He'd be, again, he'd be shouting about those TTC bylaws. But for me, I think it's rude. But it's not the end of the world.
No. Also, I always have headphones. So, like, if somebody
yeah.
has their music or their videos on, I just, like, I just turn up the volume on my music. Because I'm like,
yeah,
what are you really going to do about it at this point? You know?
And what if they have a good song on? Maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the time, it's never any worse to me than, like, people's loud-ass talking on the subway anyway. So,
Yeah, sometimes people have very interesting conversations on the TTC, you
I mean,
know?
Carmen, well, neither of us can say a goddamn
No,
thing
no,
because we say the
no,
most unhinged
no,
shit out loud in public on the
All the
TTC,
time,
wherever we
all the
are.
time. No,
People
I'm
must
thinking
look
there was a
when we're
guy who
walking
would
by,
like,
they're like, what the fuck?
was it like, it was like maybe last month or the month before, I saw a guy on the TTC who was black, who went up to every other black person to start talking to them about his conspiracy theories, and I was like,
Oh, I've never been blessed with such a man. What a thing. What a time to be alive.
yeah, I was like, and he went up to this like older, I'm assuming East African man, who was just kind of like, I'm
All
gonna
right,
go
man.
over there now, but you have fun, you know? Like, he was like, what the fuck is this? It was very funny. Oh, people who walk like they have cement feet. Now, I don't
Yes.
mind it a lot, but Dennis has neighbors who it literally sounds like a dinosaur is walking upstairs. And the visceral rage that he feels where he's like, why are you walking like that? Like, it's really funny to me because like I'm just like, whatever. But also my apartment's pretty silent when it comes to like walking, so I don't have the same experience, but it's so funny that that is a thing. First of all, how do you walk like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think also like the
Do you
dad
just
could
are you
be
just stomping? Like,
a
does that mean that your
yeah
general gait is a
is
stomp?
insane because the thing is like my upstairs neighbors like they have kids and it sometimes I'm like the floor is gonna cave in like it sounds like they're like they're digging for fucking gold or like they're doing some sort of excavation. They have like picks and like hammers and they're just going at it. That's what it sounds like.
Oh
It's
my God.
crazy up there sometimes. So who knows? Like honestly, the plumbing work is happening upstairs, so maybe they were, I don't know, retiling the bathroom by themselves. But like it's so loud. But when I think cement feet, I think of slow ass walkers,
Oh
and
God, that
nothing
too.
bothers me more than
Me
slow
too.
ass
Oh
walkers
my
in front of
God, what
me.
about when they're in a group?
I'm like a group of slow walkers, genuinely.
What?
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Truly walk into slow walk your slow ass into traffic and end
Think
it
about
because I don't want to have to deal with this.
Okay, first of all, when you it's fair because if look at Toronto the way you would look at like a cleaner, less fucked up New York,
Yeah.
New Yorkers feel the same way. Do
Truly,
not
and
walk slow. This is a big city thing. Move your ass
move your ass.
or like get out of the fucking way. I
Oh my
can't.
God.
People who walk super slow, I literally have moments where I want to be like, "Can you move? Why are you so slow?" And then I have to like, the problem with me is that I also have to be like, what if they're in pain? What if they're having a flare-up? But like, that's like what I'm logically telling myself because I'm trying to like, be
Be
like,
kind.
be kind and have more grace. But like, the fury is there.
Carmen, couples walking slow
Oh,
together?
I want to punch them.
I wanna like Red Rover through their arms like every single time. I'm like, get out of my fucking way. There's nothing worse than
Yeah.
couples who are walking slow. Like again, the only exception for to these things we're saying are if you're old as fuck, and that's it. If
Yeah.
you're old, if you're so old,
You
then
have
I'm
a
fine.
mobility device of some sort,
Yeah,
you're on
totally
crutches,
normal,
totally fine.
totally fine. But if you're like what appears to be an able-bodied person, especially in a group, and you're walking slow as fuck, especially if it's couples, I'm like, you better get the fuck
And
out of
you're
my
like
way.
downtown where there's like nothing scenic to be looking at. It's like there's
Like,
no
we're
need
not in
for
the
you to be.
park. There's nothing on the park.
No, no,
Get
no.
move. And
People are
then
trying to
when
like
I'm
get
like
to work.
zigzagging around to people, like walking as fast as my little feet can carry me, like truly.
Like that's what it is. Oh my God, I know. I hate it too. Ooh, people who text in movie theaters. Oh my God. I feel like I once went to a movie where somebody answered their phone in the movie theater.
That's
And
nuts.
I've also
That's
had I've
outrageous.
had situations where I've gone to movies where it's packed and somebody has like it's dark in the movie theater and somebody pulls out their phone at like full brightness.
Yeah,
And I have
the
heard people,
brightness.
yeah,
Oh
and
my
I've heard
God.
people just be like, turn off your phone, or like, can you shut that shit off? You know, because like, and I mean, generally they do, but I'm like, did you not think that that was gonna happen? You're like illuminating the entire movie theater with your tiny ass
Stupid
screen.
ass phone. No, it's so strange because I'm like, you must know. Like, the only person allowed to open their phone is someone on the very back row.
Yeah.
Like in the very back row in the corner. That is, if you want to be on your phone during a movie, yeah, there is the only space you can sit. But other than that, turn your fucking phone off. Like, that's crazy.
Or at the very least, if you're like a parent or, you know, whatever, a caregiver.
You gotta and, do the, you know, the phone yeah, on yeah, the titties. Yeah, 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 yeah. The phone up yeah, to yeah, the yeah. chest. You have the brightness down and you sneak peeks.
Yeah. At the okay. very least, turn down the brightness. At the very least. But like, I've had people, I literally did have somebody who like answered their phone in the middle of a movie. And I remember like it went on for a good 5 minutes and I was like enraged and I had popcorn. And I was like, do I throw my popcorn at this person? Like, what do I do? And then somebody was like, go take the call outside, you dumbass. And then they were like, that's so nice. Sorry. And I'm like, the fact that you didn't know to do that.
No, that's crazy. You're not a toddler. Get it together.
On the topic of people who text in movie theaters, I am going to, unfortunately, parent shame. Because yes. I have had situations where parents have taken their children to movies that they shouldn't take them to. And then the kids don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or they're crying. Or they're whatever. And you're like, why is this baby here?
Oh, genuinely, I have seen movies... Or, like, not now, but back in the day, the pre-pandemic, newborn babies in movie theaters? What is wrong?
What is that?
Unwell. That is unwell behavior. That's crazy. Like, how desperately did you need to see fucking Avengers or whatever? Like, you need to stay home. Like, also, what are you talking about?
Maybe leave your child with, like, a babysitter or, like, a family member or a friend.
Yeah, don't be taking them to the movies.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway, I think that as well. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Sorry, I just want to say.
Yeah.
On that topic, because my sister has a story that, like, she's been keeping a grudge against me since I was 3 years old, because we saw The Lion King when I was a toddler, and uh-huh. and the thing she remembers most was being mad that I was walking up and down the aisles. And she still brings that up, to be clear. That was when I was 3, and I am 32 now. So yeah. that is still something my sister has held against me, which is insane. But...
Also, like, that's not that bad. And yeah. if anything, you know, it's good for toddlers to get their energy out. So, like, I don't see what the problem is there. People who chew with their mouths open. Catherine.
That's just vile. I hate that.
No. Okay. So, is it bad manners?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do wonder if there's, like, a biological, physiological thing where some people have to chew with their mouths open. Like, cause like, I've always wondered, or do you like, no, do we learn to chew with our mouths closed?
You learn to chew with your mouth closed. You've seen babies. They just like do whatever their mouths are disgusting. Babies are nasty. You learn to chew with your mouth closed. It is genuinely bad manners. And if you're going to be like, it's biological, you know what? Some people fart more than others. And you know what they do? They have to learn how to hide that. So if your body predisposes you to shit your pants, you learn how to figure it out, right? And if your body predisposes you to having your mouth open, no. There's no way.
Yeah, I think that's... I remember when I worked at Value Village, there was a guy who... whenever he would bring his lunch, and this didn't happen, like I didn't our breaks didn't coincide for a while, for a long time. And then one day I was sitting in the lunchroom and it was just me and him.
Yeah.
Catherine. It was one, like I had never heard somebody chew with their mouth open. Really? Yeah. It was.
Nothing is worse.
I was filled with a visceral rage that to this day I laugh at, like, because it was my first experience being around somebody who ate like that, that like uh-huh. wasn't a baby. Uh-huh. And it was the most horrendous, off-putting, vile sound I had ever heard in my life. I was angry. I had to literally leave the room early and like just hang out like among the clothes because I was like, I can't. Yeah. I can't sit here. I can't do this. It was horrible. And some people don't like my, I don't know that my mom ever like purposely taught me to eat with my mouth closed, but like, I just knew to do that.
I think you learn it so young that it's just like not a thing for most people. But I think the people who don't, I'm like, what's going on with you? Who raised you? Where are you from? What's happening? Similarly, and this is one that can, like, for some people, I'm sure there could be racist or classist elements of this. So I don't want us to paint everything with the same brush. But if you are able to be clean and you're not, and you actually stink, I think that's rude. Because I remember I worked with a pair of siblings at one point. Yeah. And the girl in this sibling of the siblings, she was fine, totally clean. I had met her there. Like I know there was nothing going on where it was like there's a reason why her brother smelled like shit. But he smelled so bad that I had to yell at him at work about it. Because he made me gag. His feet stunk so bad. It was
through, like, the shoes?
Through the shoes. Up into the air to my nose. Like, it was, his feet smelled like shit. His breaths, genuinely, as my mother would say, you could strip paint with it. It was burnt my nose hairs. It was so bad. He stunk like shit. And I had to be like, you can't do this. You cannot smell like this. And you can't be going into work like that. Like, there's no reason, you have no problems. And then after that, he, like, started bathing and like came to work not smelling like shit. But, like, again, there are reasons why some people smell, and it's not necessarily their fault. It's, again, if you have, like, situations where people don't have access to, like, the hygiene products and all that stuff. But if you do, there's fucking no excuse.
That's so gross. That's actually so gross. But I do agree. And on that same note, inviting people over and not having a clean house. Blech. Wild.
Listen, we're not going to say the thing. We're not going to say it.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it.
But we have somebody in our lives. We simply will not say.
Nah. But that shit is wild. Like, I don't need it to be, like, scrubbed within an inch of its life. But, like, I would appreciate it if, like, it didn't feel grimy.
I can't understand when people invite people over and their home is a wreck. Like, isn't that what motivates people to clean anyway? Is that someone's coming to your home? Like, in addition to your regular cleaning, nothing gets cleaning done quicker than somebody coming to my house.
Yeah.
But the idea that you would just be like, yes, come to my pigsty. Like, again, because there's nothing wrong with a lived-in house.
Yeah, a dirty house.
If you're into somebody's home, I remember I went to, like, it was, like, somebody I knew, and they were, like, having people over. And we would go over, like fairly frequently. And his toilet, his apartment was mostly clean.
Yeah.
His toilet was, like, rings of shit on, like, the side. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Why can I see the mold?
Yeah.
What's up?
See? That's, and we've had an episode on cleanliness, so please listen to that if you'd like to. I like this one. People who stop at the top or bottom of escalators.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no.
First of all, that's dumb to do in Toronto. People that's will dangerous. Push you out of the way.
Yeah. Escalators are dangerous, okay? You shouldn't be fucking around with them. You shouldn't be stopping or getting in the way in ways that, like, you can, like, someone can get hurt. I also think that, like, escalator etiquette, I feel like most people follow it, but, like, half the escalator is for people standing, and the other half is for people walking. And when when people don't do that, and it's, like, people standing next to each other or whatever while they're going up the escalator, and there are people behind them, that bothers me.
I love it when they do that, and then somebody's like, excuse me, like, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, what did you think was gonna happen? People have places to fucking go. People who touch someone without asking.
Well, you know how I feel. Don't be touching your dirty hand where you've been.
Also, it's like,
it's an over-familiarity.
I'm trying to think of, like, the ways in which this happened. So for you, obviously, it's been your hair.
Genuinely, the stories I have of randos touching my hair or trying to, and I remember distinctly this one time where some old white lady moved her hand to, like, put her hands in my hair while I was, like, working at a place, and she just was like walking by and tried to put her hand in my hair, and I swerved, and she looked offended, and she was surprised, and she was surprised and offended that I would not let her touch me,
which is so entitled and bananas and white. I often think about the ways in which this takes place. So obviously, like, I find that men obviously have a much easier time with touching people because they're just like gonna touch you randomly. Yeah. Like, oh, let me like move you out of the way, or like, excuse me. And I'm like, you know, where they're like, oh, I'm just gonna like scooch you over. And I'm like, I don't know you. Why are you touching me?
No,
why are you hurting me like a cow? Like,
genuinely, also, no man has ever put his hand on the lower part of any other man's back to get around him. No. That is exclusively to touch. Like, you know, it's no good. Although it does provide, if you're gonna be a bitch like me, it provides excellent opportunities, because if some man just puts his arm around your shoulders, you can grab that arm and take it off.
Yeah.
And it's divine.
Yeah.
A reaction from the crowd, beautiful. You don't have to tolerate it when people just touch you for no reason. And it's the sickest burn in the world to just calmly grab someone's arm and remove it from your shoulder.
Or also, like, I also think about like pregnant women who have to deal with like people being like, let me touch your belly. And I'm like, I don't know you, stranger, at Winners. Like, no, you cannot touch my fucking stomach, you weirdo. Like, I wouldn't let you touch my stomach on a normal day. Anyway, like things like that. Or I even think about like when my aunt was pregnant, my aunt Sophia, I remember she asked me if I wanted to touch her stomach. I said no, because I thought it was gross, because the baby was kicking and it looked like something out of Alien.
It's frightening.
It's horrifying. But I remember her asking if I wanted to, because I had never in my life thought to just
touch
someone's fucking stomach. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other instances where people do that. Yeah, like dudes sometimes just like, I feel like dudes are like more willing to like touch you or stuff or do whatever. Mm-hmm. I also have seen a lot of videos of people touching people's things, like in gyms and stuff, like
that's
people's cell phones or like moving people's weights and stuff, and I'm like, I just need people to like not be this entitled. How do you feel about PDA?
Not great about it, but I guess there's like a time, like there's also like a level to which is fine. Like if someone's like just like a hug or a kiss, that's whatever. Who cares? When people make out in front of you, I remember so distinctly this one time I was in line. I was at Ribfest, okay? It was at a Ribfest. And I was in line waiting for fucking ribs. And there was a couple and they were just making out in the line in front of me. And they would like kept walking and moving up. But they just were like sucking face. I'm like, what the fuck? And like, what am I supposed to look? Like, the direction I'm facing is towards the ribs, which is where you are in front of me, making out as we are both in line waiting for. It was horrible. Horrible.
Okay.
So I feel like making out, no.
Yeah.
Kisses, fine. Hugs, no problem.
Yeah. I agree.
Get it together.
I also think it's weird if you're like among a group of friends and. Like there's a couple in that group of friends that's like PDAing while you're with your group of friends. I think that that's kind of rude.
Yeah, that's definitely rude.
Yeah, like that's fucking strange. I don't know why people. Anyways, I've also, not that I think it's rude, I do think it's kind of funny when couples will like PDA kind of like online, or they'll like, I've seen things in group chats. Of people being like, I love you, baby. I love you too. And I'm like, this is a group chat among friends. Can you guys that's like
disgusting. Keep that to yourself.
Keep that shit to yourself, you dum-dums.
Yeah,
oh my weird. God. So I have a story about this one. Cause actually that my mom told me last week when I was with her, people who clip their nails in public.
Yeah, no, that's
Catherine. My mom told me that there was a woman who would come into work. Mm-hmm. Who would clip her toenails at her desk.
But you don't have a house? What is she doing?
Yeah.
Where to live?
Like, my mom would literally come into her office. And her office was, like, still a common space office. It wasn't, like, her own private office. But, like, would go to her cubicle and she would be, like, cutting her toenails.
But why? You're not cut. Like, that's so. The thing is, not only is it gross, but it's also so weird. Like, you're not trimming your hair, you know what I mean? At the office. Like, what are you cutting your nails for? Like, unless you have a hangnail, there's no reason.
Yeah, and she would do it often.
Yuck.
And
maybe
her
nails just grew so fast. Like every hour they just shot up.
Oh yeah. My mom was like so profoundly disgusted that like at one point she came in to the office to like drop stuff off and the woman was cutting her toenails and my mom just like straight up just like walked away. And then she went up to her friend, one of her friends who is Eastern European, and we've had a lot of conversations about how Eastern Europeans and like racialized people have a lot in common in terms of like how we expect things to be. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I just saw this woman cutting her toenails and it's so fucking disgusting. And the woman was like, oh, I've already filed a complaint. And like, she still keeps doing it. Like she's like, she'll do it while people are eating. She'll do like, she just like does the whatever she, and I was like, and I've seen people do that on the TTC. Like, I've seen people do that type of shit on public transit. Like, putting on makeup, fine. You're cutting your nails on public
transit? You better catch every single one. Like, yuck. This is not rude. This is more, like, unhinged. But I remember so distinctly, I saw this man once eating oysters on a bus. I was going on a bus.
That's insane.
To my friend's place to cat sit. And it was, like, late. And he's, like, opening, like, oil cans, like, cans of sardines with, like, the oil. Or maybe it was oysters. Yeah, I think it was oysters.
Yeah.
And, like, fishing with his dirty fingers.
Nope.
The oysters out and eating them. And then he proceeded to leave the bus and leave two open, empty cans of oysters on the chair.
So profoundly disgusting.
Yeah.
That is so gross. Oh, one of the things that I hate that I think is bad parenting is if you are with your child and your child is open mouth coughing and you don't tell your child to cover their mouth,
these kids
where they're just
like
coughing,
like coughing
everywhere.
In your face. Yeah, no.
And you don't tell the child to cover, like obviously if they're babies, you know, they won't get it. But if it's like a child that can walk, that can understand very basic things, do not, letting a child cough at the grocery store, like full open, and you're standing right there, I'm going to be like, cover your fucking mouth. I feel like I've been with my mom where she's been like, oh, cover your mouth to kids because like the parent just doesn't care.
Yeah, no. That's...
And then after the parent's like, oh, sorry. And you're like,
ma'am,
you're going to get everyone sick. And just in
you
general,
nasty. Also, cause kids,
let's like cover
no
our mouths.
Oh yeah, we should absolutely cover our mouths. But there's like no disease worse than whatever toddlers can give you. So I'm telling you, you better have those kids covering their mouths. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
They'll cough on you or kiss you once. Like a toddler will kiss you on the cheek and then you'll have like influenza and die. Like kids carry serious disease. let's take them seriously.
Also, I just think it's funny that. So these are like our things, but there's like other cultures that have other very different manners things. Cause I remember it was Mr. Yeverbaum who told us that like burping is seen as a compliment.
In certain
when
places,
eating.
Like, yeah, sometimes
yeah.
Burping can be a compliment. Or also slurping can be a compliment. I might be wrong. Is it Japan? I can't recall.
Okay.
But like somewhere slurping is a compliment. Or it's like it's not considered rude to slurp.
Right.
Although, you know, it's funny because I was about to start mentioning in terms of like cultural manners and rudeness. I don't know if you know this, Carmen, but my background is Jamaican.
I had no idea.
And I don't know if you've ever heard, but Jamaican people are known as some of the rudest fucking people on the planet.
I mean, I've never walked into a Jamaican food store and been yelled at. Not ever, not a once.
Genuinely, it's funny. My sister and I went to a Jamaican food store the other, a few weeks ago. And there was this white pharmacist lady who was running it. And there was some, like, Jamaican lady who was, like, yelling at her or something. And the white lady's, like, yelling back, like, not in Patois, but, like, not. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Wow, this lady knows exactly how to run her store. She's like, I have a Jamaican store. I know my clientele. I'm going to be just as rude back to their face. And it was, like, it was beautiful. It was, like, a beautiful moment of cultural exchange. It was great.
That's so funny.
But, like, yeah, Jamaican, here's the thing. Jamaican people, if you encounter them, you're like, wow, they're rude. As my mother says, we're not rude. were blunt.
Yeah.
So Jamaican people will not never like. Well, Jamaican people will be very polite. Actually, they will say thank you for things, and Jamaican people will like be kind to you. But they will also like call you fat or ugly to your face, or they will tell you exactly what they think about you, with no minced words.
They will tell you you smell if you smell.
They will tell you these exact things. And honestly, very clearly, I am Jamaican because I will tell people they smell if they smell. I will tell people they're being rude if they're being rude. And Jamaican people will call you out on shit. And it's actually very funny because my mom does not have a very strong accent. Mm-hmm. But there was a moment I had a few years ago that really helped me with understanding my mom and like how to feel about her, which was realizing, oh my God, my mom's not being rude. My mother is Jamaican. She's just being Jamaican. When you ask her, do you like this? Do you like this thing that I did? And she says no. She just means no.
Yeah.
She's just being a Jamaican woman. You say, hey, I put this painting up. Do you like it? She's like, no. That's it. That's my mother.
And I think that's like very true.
Jamaican.
I think that's true for a lot of immigrant parents. I hear this a lot around like, they're like, my mom is like really lovely and like so giving and so kind, and she'll cook and she'll be there for you. She will also tell you you look ugly in that dress.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, that's literally, I feel like there's certain people, like if they heard the things that our parents tell us, the fact that my mom on a regular basis growing up would tell me that I look like a chilaquiles, like I looked like, which is like kind of the phrase or the saying that you use when somebody says like your clothes don't match, like everything looks like discombobulated. So she would be like, but this is chilaquil, like you look like discombobulated, like that doesn't work with like your outfit. Yeah, the outfit doesn't work. But I feel like other people, like people might be offended, whereas other people are just like, oh yeah, that's normal. And I think sometimes people don't get that. I feel like I also was like, growing up, I was also like, why are Jamaicans so rude? But then as I got older, and especially because like I ended up working in a place that was predominantly Caribbean people, I was like, oh, they're like the politest, most like hardcore manners people I've ever met. They just like will come up to you and be like, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah, very blunt. Again, honest to a fault and very blunt. That is what Jamaicans are. So they come across, especially with...
Which I would rather over, like, have you ever met wasps? They're, like, the nicest, and they're also
so
snakes.
They're so fucking rude. They're snakes. That's the thing. I'm like, when it comes to, like, this sort of a colonialist idea of, like, politeness, like, the idea that Jamaican people are rude is actually not true. They are honest, and the colonial manners are... actually fucking rude and being
and
a snake
also
and
very dishonest
shit about people behind their back, you know what I mean,
which is like, it's not helpful to do that. And also it's also very unkind. One of the things that I love, so in Mexico we have this thing like the manners thing, and every time I go home I do enjoy this because we have this conversation about when you go into a restaurant, as you're walking in you say buen provecho, which is like bon appetit to the people that are eating. And then as you leave, you say it again to everybody that's leaving. You don't obviously go to everybody, but you're like, buen provecho. So you're like walking out to like the families that are around, which is funny because like I think most other Latin American countries don't do that at all. Nice, like they do say it, but they say they don't say it to like strangers necessarily. But in Mexico, it's considered rude for you to like not tell somebody bon appetit as you're coming in and then bon appetit as you're leaving.
That's good to know. I think that's cool.
Yeah. So like when we go places, we're always like buen provecho. Like it's really, I think it's really sweet. Like I really enjoy that because you just like, it's just a very kind way of like acknowledging the people in the restaurant. And I remember because I thought you only did that as you left, and my mom, and this time I went, my mom was like, no, you have to say it because there's different people come when you come in than when you go out.
Oh, it makes sense. Yeah.
I was like, oh. And also like in Mexico and in Latin American cultures, there's the saying of mal educado, which is like poorly educated. But for us, mal educado has nothing to do with literal education. Mal educado means you're fucking rude and you're like, you have poor manners. Because for us, like a sign, I feel like a sign of intelligence in Latin America, or like a sign that you're a good person, is that you have good manners. And to be mal educado is like really funny because I think here in Canada and maybe also in the US, there's a lot of like how smart are you? But you can be smart and be like the rudest, most like entitled piece of shit human being. Mm-hmm. But in Mexico, maleducado is literally like, no. This isn't just about like you being scholarly. In fact, it's very little to do with that. It is 100% to do with how you treat other people. And like that is seen as more important than like your scholarly or like professional whatever, which I think is really great, and I think makes us way cooler than other cultures, because the cultures out here in the West who are all just like, I'm so smart, and I'm like, you're also a dick to waiters.
That's true. Yeah, no. There's nothing like the rudest behavior, the actual rudest behavior I've ever seen is from like old white people, genuinely. Again, like the person who tried to put her hand in my hair. I remember distinctly seeing there's this homeless man. I feel like in Toronto there's certain like unhoused people / people on the street who you just like know, like the
believe we all know the
Lord man, right?
Yeah.
You know that
one? I haven't seen him recently. Anyway, go ahead.
I know, right? But you know that one older Asian homeless man who's always on the subway?
Yes. I do know who you're talking about.
I saw him and he was like going around asking for money or whatever. And some old white man was like, said no, and then hit him with his newspaper.
I would have fucking killed that man immediately.
What the fuck? Leave this man alone.
You could just like ignore the person.
Truly.
I would have fucking punched that man in the face if I ever, anyway, I hate people. I hate people sometimes. I do also find that when it comes to things like manners, I think it's very funny because I think some people, manners has nothing to do with social status. I feel like growing up, you hear a lot about like, like etiquette classes for like, you know, people of a certain social standing about like the fork goes here and the knife goes here and this goes here. Which is like its own bullshit colonial thing. And like oftentimes they're like, this is etiquette. This is how you walk and this is how you whatever. And I'm like, these are the same people who also yell at people at Starbucks and litter.
I mean, also, I would say these are the same people who loot and raid countries. And I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty rude.
And then don't use the spices that they steal.
That's disrespectful. Rude. That's rude.
That's rude.
Straight up rude.
So, you know, I think I'm not one of those people that like ascribes to this belief that like the younger generations are rude. I think there are certain things that I think are being lost in terms of traditions around like, but I think they're good things. Cause like, yeah, I don't fucking want to hug some random old person I don't know at a family party.
That's something that's good to lose. But I do also, I mean, they are children. So it's kind of hard to judge how rude Gen Z and Gen Alpha are. Also, can we just say Gen Alpha is a terrible name. Too many syllables. Like Gen Z, it like sounds nice. Gen Alpha, I'm like, what are we doing? Whoever was on the naming committee really messed that one up. But anyway, it's hard to tell how rude they are now because like Gen Z are like adults, or like half of them are adults. But then the other half of Gen Z and then Gen Alpha are all children. So we don't know how rude they are. I will say.
Also, the pandemic did a number on their social skills.
It definitely did, 100%. So, like,
they all we need have, to, like give them some grace.
Yeah. But, like, I would say that for the Gen Z people that I've met, I know personally, they're mostly okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they probably have issues with things like problem solving, because everybody just Google shit.
All they do is Google things.
But they're not necessarily rude, and they will stand up for people, I think, more than previous generations because they're no longer ascribing to the same rules of politeness to the same degree. You know what I mean?
Because
they're not going to be like, oh, you have to do this way. They're going to be like, why were you rude to that person? That person doesn't deserve it. So they have a slightly more equal view of people. That is to say, some of them, because very unfortunately, there's a whole rise of very conservative young people that's happening right now. So, and you know who's rude? Conservative people.
Oh, God. I saw this post recently about somebody complaining about somebody wearing a bikini in their picture, and they were like, this was a young person, and everybody was like, what in the Handmaid's Tale is this?
Yeah, no, actually, that's a thing. Again, this is a full digression, but there's a whole thing about, like, a lot of younger people not wanting, like, sex scenes in movies and not wanting to have, like sex and sexuality be, like, a little bit more tamed down. I'm like, what's happening? I truly think the no sex in movies thing is one of the craziest ones, because I'm like, gay people, queer people, we're just starting to have sex in movies. And now the puritanical teens are saying they don't want sex in movies. Like, what are we doing?
Let me have what I want.
What are we doing?
Yeah. It is what it is. Oh, I do have a final thought about something that I personally think is, like, the rudest shit, which is when you make plans to hang out with someone and they invite somebody and don't tell you.
There's nothing. Genuinely, I don't think I've ever done it to anyone. And
no,
I've
me neither.
Never done it to anyone that I know. Like, that, honestly, I don't even want to be your friends anymore.
No. Me neither.
It's okay to ask, hey, can this person come along as well? That's fine. But if I were to go to meet with somebody and then suddenly they're, like, someone else was there, I'd be enraged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or you, like, make plans to hang out with this person or with a person, and then the person that you're hanging out with is like, oh, actually, my friends are having a party, so we're gonna go over there. And I'm like, I didn't.
We're not. Doing
I know
that.
You can home. Do that. I'm gonna go home. I'm. Yeah. No,
what
no.
What are we talking about? No, that's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, no, I can't. I think for me, that's, like, the rudest shit. Or, like, you make plans with somebody and they're just like, they just not only, like, if you show up and you didn't tell them they were coming, wild. But if also, like, you invite another person and you didn't even ask, like, you were just like, so-and-so is coming, and you're just like, then that puts the other person in an awkward position of like, but now I don't want to go. So how the fuck do I get out of this without it seeming?
Like, how do you navigate these situations? Weird. Like, to put someone else in a horrible, awkward situation, that's the worst. Genuinely. If we have any sort of a closing statement, it's that it is not about etiquette. Man, it's not about etiquette. It is about consideration.
Consideration. Yeah. You have to consider others. For example, if you're throwing a rager at your house, maybe invite your neighbors and be like, also, P.S., I'm going to be having a party. We might be up late. I will do my best to turn down the music by 11 p.m. And I'm so sorry. And if you'd like to join, you're more than welcome. Like, I've seen that happen. And I think that's really polite. But, like, I had a neighbor who would come home on a Tuesday at 4 a.m, pissed drunk, screaming at the top of his lungs to who? Probably himself, because nobody lived with him. And, like,
jeez.
It was wild. It was.
Was this the neighbor who lived right next to you?
Yeah.
Not only did his house, again, speaking of stinking, not only did the house stink like shit, but he screamed at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Carmen, that's the worst.
And he was the most overdramatic vomiter on the planet, because he threw up so loud.
You could hear vomiting through the doors?
Yeah. Like, and it wasn't like I could hear the physical vomit. I could hear him yelling while vomiting.
That's nuts. What monster lived? Do you live near a fucking, like, cave troll?
Is he Shrek? I don't know.
Don't be smart, Shrek. Shrek took mud baths every day, and Shrek kept a lovely home. So
that is true. So not Shrek, but he was.
He was a cave troll. He's the cave troll from Lord of the Rings.
100%. Or from Harry Potter, just boogers everywhere.
Mountain troll. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
gotta
boogers.
Be specific.
Yeah. Boogers everywhere.
Okay.
So Catherine.
Yes.
We would also like to say, sometimes people forget their manners, and that's okay. Sometimes you have moments. Like, I just drank a Neo Citron, so I may forget to, like, if I forget to thank the delivery food person that I'm probably going to order food from in the next hour or so, that sucks. But, like, you try to do better. But, like, just don't be a dick.
Just don't be a dick.
That's all we ask. You know, it's hard. I know. Times are tough. Everybody has a short fuse. There's a genocide going on. Nobody has the time nor the energy, but, like, please just try to, like, not be a dick. Don't yell at the 16-year-old working at your grocery store.
Don't do it.
The person who messes up your order at Starbucks, good. I hope that you feel bad for still ordering from there. that genocidal company. But you know what? Don't yell at people. Just like be nice. Just like say yeah. Just say thank you. And
say, you know, please say thank you. Thank be you. Considerate and just chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Truly right, wild. So Catherine, do you have any recommendations apart from the fact that we missed some of the most important news ever, which was
something very important happened in my life.
We
did actually miss, I posted on our Instagram,
you did.
But
yes,
if
you, did.
You missed it, I am now up to date on One Piece.
Oh,
that's right.
Gosh.
1,095, 96 episodes. I'm up to date and I'm gonna start reading the manga now. I'm so happy. I fucking love One Piece. You best believe I'm like rewatching older episodes as well. Like I love it so much, but I'm up to date. In about 5 months, because it was like September 10th ish mm-hmm. and then it was like mid-February when I actually completed it, so like five-ish months, and we I watched all of One Piece. My mother and I. My mom's a fucking nerd. We watch all of One Piece together.
This is amazing. And now...
And I'm proud.
Do you have any recommendations? And
I recommend
really...
One Piece?
No. You finished it!
I'm going to recommend something that I just watched right after One Piece, which is... it's not technically an anime, because it's like a Chinese animated show. So it's a... I think it's called a... Is that a donghua? It is called Heaven Official's Blessing. And I really love it. It's very beautiful. Like, it has, like a very beautiful opening. It's, like, very romantic. It's basically, like, a love story between these two characters, one of whom is, like, an ascended god, and one of whom is, like, a ghost king. And they're, like, coming together, and, like, did they know each other before, hundreds of years ago, blah, blah, blah. And then this... And, like, there's actually a lot of, like... When I heard about this, and like I remember I saw like the novels for it at like chapters a million times, and I was like, what is this? And you think just because it's like these beautiful men on the cover that it's just like a romance, and then the first scene it's like ghosts and ghouls, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't know. And like it's mostly ghosts and ghouls and like ancient
Very
Chinese
cool.
politics. It's like that's what most of the show is, plus romance. I will say a lot of the characters look very similar, so you're like, who the fuck you're Long Ching Cho? Who's this? Is this Shaylian? That's Shaylian. That's Long Ching Cho. Who's that? Who's Hua Chong? I don't know. There's moments where you're like, what? The model of the character is very much like pretty man with long ass hair. So there are moments where you're like, who's this? Oh, it's that one. Got it. It is very good.
Interesting. What do I recommend? I have been watching Say Yes to the Dress.
Honestly, last time we hung out, we watched
That's
it. And I was
what
like,
it is.
This is a great show.
Yeah, it's great because one, you can critique the dresses, but it is, first of all, the show is still going on. It's like on season 20 something. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on since the early 2000s. And it's so wild to have a time capsule of like Almond
yes.
Mom. Super fat phobia,
mm-hmm.
horrific, like, body dysmorphia shit encapsulated in a show, you know?
It's kind of like, it's an artifact at this point.
Yeah. So it's been really interesting to watch. One, because, like, I think weddings are stupid for myself. Like, I would never do one. I think it's great if you have one, if you want one. But like when people are like, I'm spending $10,000 on a dress I'm going to wear once. And I'm like, pardon? What? And then also, you know, moms being like, you look like an overstuffed sausage, or like, you really need to lose some weight, or like, ooh, honey, your stomach is showing too much, is like truly traumatic. But it's good to know that for those of us with body dysmorphia, which I would assume is 99.9% of my generation, that we know where it comes from.
Yeah, genuinely, I saw a post today that was like the classic, like Jessica Simpson, when everyone was like, she's enormous.
She's so fat, and she's like, literally like a size 6.
Yeah, and she looks so normal. And I remember distinctly when I was a kid, I remember her looking fat. Like, in my brain, when I think back, I remember she was, like, huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm like, wait, what the fuck kind of drugs were we on? What was happening that we all have a memory of seeing her being really fat, then we look back and we're like, what?
Remember when they told us that if you ate a Yoplait yogurt every day, you would fit into a bikini?
Honestly, it's wild, the things. And actually, funnily enough, that last, when Carmen and I hung out last time and we were watching CS to the Dress, there was one, like, plus-size woman on it. And the dress, like, consultant treated her so terribly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is this show? This show's nuts.
Yeah, it was, it was not great. But anyway, Say Yes to the Dress is great if you want to, like, take a slightly less traumatic than, like, My Biggest Loser look down memory lane of,
Jesus,
like,
Christ, yeah, My Biggest
of
Loser.
Life, you know, of, like, why do I hate my body so much? Oh, this is why. Also, it's fun, and you get to see some weird people. Apparently, there's one couple that was on, and the woman was like, my boyfriend fired me from my job because he was my boss.
What?
And he couldn't date me unless, like, I didn't work there. So he fired me. And now we're getting married. So that couple, turns out the guy was running a money laundering scheme through his company and has now been in jail and is sentenced to 20 years in prison.
What the actual fuck?
And the Post literally said, like, because I was like, okay, where are some of these couples? Because, like, some of these couples are wild. And that was one of the couples. And then it said, luckily, he fired her because she would have been in jail too.
Christ, that's insane.
TLC, man. They do TLC, not. They don't the vet barrel. Their people. They the do not the vet their people.
All right. Well, you can find us at IKillASpiderFew on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everywhere else on the internet. And you can find me at TheCCWilliams. Mm-hmm. For baking and pictures of my cat and other random crap. And you can find Carmen
at Carmen underscore Maria 416. Do I remember my handle? I never do.
But Carmen always has, like, a second of thinking
where I'm like, it's what is it?
Carmen underscore Maria 416.
For things, grief, and politics, and sometimes funny Latino posts. Like, I didn't need to be reminded that Latinos don't care that they have diabetes. They eat whatever they want. And I posted mm-hmm. that video and I said, I feel attacked. And every single Latino person messaged me that I have on my, that follows my Instagram and was like, this is the funniest, most accurate shit I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be watching the Yolanda documentary?
Or... fuck right off. No, Catherine. No, I will not. This speech, first of all, digression before we leave. I hope that woman burns in hell. And I did, somebody that I follow on Instagram watched it and was like, I watched it so you guys don't have to. And she was like, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. This woman is fabricating the most wild ass stories.
Oh my God.
With literally zero evidence. And then at the end, apparently at the end of the series, she's like, I really didn't mean to shoot her, you know? I just, like, had the gun in my hand and it just, like, accidentally went off. And I was like, people saw you chasing her out of the hotel room when you shot her. Ma'am. Anyway, so no, I will not be watching. And Selena's dad already said that, like, it's an insult to Selena's memory and that we shouldn't watch it, so.
Okay, well, good to know. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely rest of whatever your day is. And
sleep well, have some tea, take a nap.
Catch shit, you on the flip side or whatever.
Shit on company time, because fuck capitalism.
Yeah. Now that's polite.
Yeah.
To yourself at the very least.
And your ancestors.
Shit on company time.
Always. All right, folks, take care.
Bye.